Sunday's primetime Broncos-Chargers game will feature one of the league's primetime players. LaDainian Tomlinson needs just 68 yards to become the fifth all-time player to rush for more than 1,000 yards in his first six seasons. Known simply as LT, he is the furthest thing from your standard NFL running back.
All I need to describe him in one word, spectacular. You know, if I was a, you know, I am a fan of the game, but if I didn't play, obviously he would be someone that I actually love to watch.
What he's doing right now, it's scary to me, the way he accelerates. I mean, he can hit it now. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you think this guy is unbelievable. It's scary to watch because good players are missing tackle. I mean, whiffing.
I don't want to, I'm going to make this comparison, but it's don't. You know, hold me to this, but the fact, I mean, he would be one of those guys like a Michael Jordan in football.
What?
You know, everybody likes to go see him because you know what? You don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be excited.
Even preparing to stop Tomlinson, who has crossed the goal line 15 times in the last five games, well, that too is anything but standard.
There's no taking LT out of a game now. I mean, they aren't going to stop feeding him in pass. Sometimes if you got away early, now they've got him in the receiving game. He's their leading receiver, and they're going to feed him 25, 30 times, and we can expect that.
He's a combination of, like, you know, Priest Holmes, Emmitt Smith. I mean, the guy can do it all. I mean, he can, you know, shake guys in open field. He can block. He catches the ball out of the backfield.
But in Denver against the Broncos, LT hasn't unleashed his usual assault. He rushed for 52 yards in 2005. 60 in 04, and only 29 in 2003.
I think our speed helps at linebacker. You know, when you're able to run and get to the sideline and, you know, kind of force him to do some things he really doesn't want to do.
We've been fortunate. You know, we've been fortunate. We've tackled very well. But the first time I remember going over there, we didn't tackle very well. And I remember at the end of the first quarter, it was at 125, one quarter.
We have had some success, which gives us confidence, but we understand that any time you're on the field with a player like that who's, if not the best player, one of the best players in the league, you got to be ready.
But history is just that, and Sunday, first place in the AFC West is up for grabs, and the Broncos defense knows that taking a one-game hold on San Diego, that will weigh heavily on limiting Tomlinson's production.
Do what you can do, you know? The one thing you can do as far as, I mean, you can't totally stop him. I mean, that's ridiculous to think that you can.
You can't play passively, you know, which sometimes is what those guys make you want to do, but you just got to go after them and look at it as a challenge, have fun with it.
You better be ready to go because, I mean, he can cut like nobody. He lays them grasping. And that's the truth. He's a Barry Sanders type player. You know that. He's that kind of guy.
He's a guy that really gets to the edge, you know, and finds those creases and seams and gets downhill. So we've been effective, but the pass really doesn't matter. It's all about Sunday night and what we bring to the table.
At Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.